Well, this is WEWL. This is W8MEL, Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima. I lived in Florida, so I know they have alligators in Florida. And they have Crocodile Dundee in Australia. And I'm not really sure how those crocodiles would get all the way from Africa over to the Everglades. They might, but it's possible. But I'm going to go ahead and go with the venture and go with D for the Louisiana whatever that one was. I think it's B. And for Tim's, I have no idea what that is, Tim. But anyway, I'm going to go with D for that one. So we almost got all covered. You need another question so I can throw in A. We got C for the main, B for the alternate, and D for the alt. Back to you, Lucy. C3, and have a great night.
All right, Eddie. First one to answer all three trivia questions. You've got main alt and alt. Tim has posted his alt in the boosting. We've got you down for Charlie, Bravo, and Delta, and very excited about that. And I'm sure Betty in the background would say hi if she could. She is out cold, had a good day playing with her buddy today, and that's pretty much it for us. We'll clear with Eddie, wish you a good night and warmer days. And we're going to pick up Uncle Fred, KE8QFT. How are you doing tonight?
Well, thank you, Lucy. Hello, everybody out there. I'm doing okay, I guess. I'm going to answer the trivia. The additional question about the Elenco, I'm going to say C, 1970. And the main and alternate, I'm going to go with Alpha on both of those. So, tomorrow our Guardian starts. And last year, I said they were going to be good, and they were good. I mean, if they can do the same thing they did last year, yeah, look out. Other than that, the Cavaliers could bring us a title, and we'll see what happens there. That's about all I have for now, and hello to everybody out there.
Once again, and everyone have a good evening. KUFD,
back to
net control. All right, Uncle Fred, we've got you down for Alpha and Charlie. And I don't pay much attention to sports, but it sounds positive so far. Hopefully Cleveland can redeem some of her reputation. I feel like there was something else I was going to respond to, and I completely blanked. I'm balancing on my the exercise ball, and the problem is I can't quite fit in the space I'm in, so I'm trying to move around and figure that out at the same time. It's my own fault. Anyway, we're going to clear with Uncle Fred. We're going to pick up K5CFY. How you doing, Ray?
K8YUK in the net. This is K5CFY. Good evening there. It's Lucy. Great job. Wave a hand there at the guy on the keyboard's also doing a great job. And on the pre-net. I'm going to go with Delta, Charlie, and Charlie. Delta, Charlie, Charlie. So thanks for doing the net there, Lucy. Always doing a great job. Wave a hand there at Miss Betty. And y'all have a great net there. 73, y'all, K5CFY.
All right, we've got you down, Ray, for Delta Charlie Charlie. Glad to have you here. Betty waves a hand, I'm sure. We'll have to check in on a boarding break at some point. We usually only do on Dosh and Saturdays because I am now using her nap time to do everything I can she wouldn't let me do. Like, I don't know, put away dishes or any of the toys she's playing with. She tries to help. Anyone who has any experience with toddlers knows how that help works. But she's well-meaning. All right, we're going to clear with Ray. Wish you a good night. We're going to pick up Brian, KF8G. How are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
Oh, I put them up on the blue screen. Delta and Charlie were the first two. There was another one?
Yes, there is an alt tonight. Taco Tim posted one in the blue screen. What year was Olinco founded? Was it A, 1956, B, 1969, C, 1970, or D, 1980? It's an optional alt if you want to answer it. Back to you.
Oh, I guess I'll go with C with that. Not much going on. One of the Pits of Power show on Friday. Oh, I wish I still had my old race car because I'd be the odd guy out and show up to the rotary. Oh, maybe someday I'll find a nice RX3 or something. I'll take it up to the show for that. But other than that, not a heck of a lot going on. Making our plans for our trip to Alabama, so we got that working on. Started our first part of our trip. We're meeting a friend in Cincinnati and then going to the Corvette Museum. Yes, Dick, I'm taking the chick magnet all the way to Alabama. Nothing like a road trip in a 19-year-old car, right? But anyway, that's all I've got for the net tonight. Good evening, everyone, and 73's KF8G.
All right, we've got you down for Delta Charlie Charlie. Definitely safe travels. My dad just bought, let me think, a 1986 Volkswagen Jetta. It is orange. It is small. And my 14-year-old is absolutely crazy over it, except he says it looks like a turtle, which is not his favorite thing. But he's very excited to help my dad restore it and fix it. It is running. I don't know all the problems with it, but yes, there are bumper stickers for Nixon, and I don't even know his running mate.
Nixon and somebody that has
Sorry, it's Nixon and Bush bumper stickers, and my grandma said you could probably sell the bumper for more money than the car costs. Anyway, safe travels. We're going to clear Brian. We're going to pick up Brad, KA0KDW. How are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
Good evening, Lucy, and everyone else on the net. I also put Brian in the blue screen, and that is primary. I have no clue. So we'll go with E, the great state of Missouri. Second one, we're going to go with Flo Rida. And for the third, I also have no clue, so why not say it's Gulf of Mexico? Gulf of Mexico. Anyhow, I'm old, that's what it's called. Those are my answers. Otherwise, it's been a nice day today. We were up in the 60s to near 70. Be around 80 the next couple of days. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little muggy. The ugly muggies. and maybe a chance of severe weather come Sunday. So we'll see what all that entails. Otherwise, not a whole lot else, and we'll catch everyone next week, K0KADW. Have a good evening, Lucy and Josh, and both of you all have a great weekend.
All right, Brad, we've got you down to the great state of Missouri. Alpha, Gulf of Mexico / America / big body of water that has boats on it. Occasionally brings us terrible hurricanes. Anyway, glad to have you. We will clear with Brad, Kate, MNT, was in and out. Just a side note, it's really nice to see Jeff, Nick, and Alan in the blue screen again. Make sure it's healing. And we're going to pick up El Presidente, AAHCS Gary, otherwise known as Nice Gary, by Betty. Over to you.
Good evening, Lucy and the Beaconet. Pleased to be here. Let me do the trivia real fast here. I'm going to go with, Morocco, that would be DCC. DCC, I got it. All right, the cat team said. You know, I started off with the pre-net with Josh. It was good to hear him today, too. Started with him, and I started to say, yeah, it was a great day, but it really wasn't such a great day. For me to say that I had a bad day is really something, because I have something going on for every day. I mean, after all, Monday is magnificent, Tuesday is tenacious, Wednesday is wonderful, Thursday is terrific, and Friday is fabulous, and Saturday, of course, is scintillating, and Sunday is solemn. And for me to have a bad day, it's kind of weird, but I had a bad day. Primarily because I sent an email out to the club earlier. A good friend of Sarah, Neil, everybody knows Neil, WD8LLA. He's got that voice, and that's only Neil. He lost his son last Saturday. So if you hear Neil on the air, you know, wish him well. And I just told him, just take care of yourself. I can't even imagine losing a son or a daughter. Anyway, so made for not such a great day. But anyway, I want to see everybody on the barometer net tomorrow, because it is going to be a thoroughly terrific Thursday. Back to net. This is AAHCS.
Roger that, Gary. We've got you down for TCC. And I just saw your email when I was setting up my trivia at the beginning of the net. I don't think I know Neil, but the loss of any child is very, very hard to take. Death definitely comes in threes. George Foreman died a couple weeks ago, and we lost my family lost the pastor that I grew up with on Sunday. So it's hard. And my thoughts and prayers definitely go out to his family. For his soul, and it's sad. But I'm too pregnant, and I get too emotional too fast, so I need to move on. We wish you a better Wednesday, made tomorrow wonderful Wednesday, yeah, and an even better, what's tomorrow Thursday, but what's, is it terrific? Okay, terrific Thursday. See, I'm not on the barometer net enough to know. We wish you a terrific Thursday, and we'll catch you then. We'll clear with Gary, and we'll pick up KC8FTV. Mark, how are you doing, and what are your trivia answers?
All right, KC8FTV. I'm going to say AAC. I believe she was 1974 Lincoln. I think that was she. And, I'll get on. The only thing I messed up on was Molly B. Get the food next. I stopped off in California with them. Two of them. There's the Louie Net, and then there's the a group of people get together and Zoom to Two, a barbecue Zoom to Two. And other than that, not much out there happening. Pretty nice day out. And it gets later in the day, the sun came up. I wonder if some messed up, so there's been some fun to eat. But, it might have. So we'll send it back to the next.
Lucy. KCAFQV. You have some like racket going on in there. You don't know if Lucy's really sleeping. So back it up, KCAFQV.
Alright, Mike, we've got you down for Alpha. Alpha and Charlie. And glad you made all your nets. Betty so far is sleeping pretty soundly, which is good. Oh, I was going to re-identify that. So it was pregnancy brain. It's real. It's bad. This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Kilo. Lucy as net control for the Beacon Net. We meet every Wednesday and Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time with a pre-show at 9:30 Eastern Time. And it's a lot of fun. Come hang out. All right. We will clear with Mark, and we'll pick up Phil, WV3K. How are you doing tonight? What are your trivia answers? Oh, and don't forget, we have three of them.
Hello, Lucy. This is Phil, WV3K. I'm just caught my name as I was moving from one room to the other from the washroom. I don't know what the questions were because I didn't hear the questions. So if you could please have them read back for me, and that we have three of them, that give me a chance at least to fumble among the three sets of answers that I can give you to have fun with. So sorry about that. YUK, this is WB3K. Back at you.
Not a problem, Phil. You're talking to the right, what's the term, power couple? Because not only are we logging in that control, we're also trivias. So, main trivia is, in the movie Casablanca, when character Rick Blaine says to Ilsa Lund, "We'll always have Paris," in what DXCC entity is he standing? A, London, B, Dubai, C, Panama, or D, Morocco? That is main trivia. I'll pass it over to W8HLF for alternate trivia number one.
W8HRF with your alternate trivia. Let's see. What ecosystem is the only one in the world where alligators and crocodiles coexist side by side? Your options are Alpha, the Florida Everglades, Bravo, the Louisiana Bayou, Charlie, Northern Australia, or Delta, Cornwallo Bay. Not to be confused with Thunder Bay. Again, your alternate trivia question is, what ecosystem is the only one in the world where alligators and crocodiles coexist side by side? Your options are Alpha, the Florida Everglades, Bravo, the Louisiana Bayou, Charlie, Northern Australia, or Delta, Cornwallo Bay. W8HRF Vector. Here's why you can.
All right, and then our alternate trivia was brought to us by Taco Tims and posted it in the blue screen, and that is, what year was Olinco founded? A, 1956, 1959, 1970, or 1980? So those are all three trivia options for tonight, and I'll pass it back to you, Phil, KYUK to WV2K.
Wow. Terry V3K here. That's some interesting questions, and I would have to do a lot of thinking to be able to try to figure out closely, even come near to what I would hope to be the correct answer. And it doesn't really matter at this point, but having fun with it is more important. I would say that Morocco, and I'm kind of mixed up between that and Dubai, but that, I'm going to say Morocco. And let's see, on Josh's question, I would say probably, goodness gracious, I'm losing sight of the question already. I really don't know. I'll say Bravo. And for Charlie, for the third question, I'm going to say Charlie for that. So thank you, Lucy, and please forgive me for not sticking around long enough to really give more thought to the questions. But
I'm a little washed out today, and given the thought of, no pun intended, that's what I'm working on here at the house. It's a lot of clothes to clean and linen to wash and fold and redo the beds and clean the floors, so I've got a little work ahead of me. Anyway, thank you so much for that, and I just want to share a note to Gary. I did pick up on his message to the group, and my heart was taken to see him only have to share another note. And by all means, Neil will certainly have my thoughts with him and his family for this very sad situation. I know what it's like to lose a son, but that was from cancer, and that was a lot of years ago. So anyway, my heart's with Neil, and thank you, and I know that had to be hard to share with everyone, Gary. Thank you for doing so. I did read the note before the net. So with that, back over to YUK, and thank you very much, Lucy, and if I have your call sign wrong, please correct me. WB3K, and I will be clear. God bless to all.
I'm doing it again. WV3K, K-E-A-Y-U-K. I think you have my call sign right. We've got you down for Delta, Bravo, and Charlie. You are all good for not totally lost into the net. There are things around the house that need done. Trust me, I understand that entirely. I avoid them all the time. And as far as the loss of the son, I'm so sorry for your loss as well. I don't even want to think about it, and I'm very grateful for all of my siblings, two of whom technically shouldn't exist, but I'm very grateful that they do, and very grateful that my mom's around as well, too. So, medical problems, yes. But yeah, in situations like this, I think one of the best things besides prayer is just gratitude for what you do have, and we're really glad that you checked in, so really glad to know you, and really glad you're around. We're going to clear with Phil. Jim, K-E-8-B-L-X, was in and out, and we're going to pick up Ted, KB7-OLD. Nice call sign. How are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
Well, thank you very much. I'm definitely going to go with Morocco for the first one. For the alternative, I think it's the Louisiana Bayou. If I remember right, alligators are only in North America. So I'm going to go with that. Third one, not a clue. Thank you.
All right, Ted, we've got you for Delta, Bravo, and Josh put you down for the Colts as the great state of Michigan, which is a good filler answer. Glad you stopped in to say hi. We're going to clear this in and pick up Scott, N7FGP. How are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
Good evening, Lucy. Thank you and Josh for doing the net tonight. I think my answers will be Delta Alpha Charlie tonight. Thanks for doing the net, N7FGP.
Scott, you cut out perfectly on your middle answer. You got you for Delta and then something and then Charlie. Could you come back and let us know what that was?
Sorry, Lucy. It would be Delta Alpha Charlie, DAC. Thanks for doing the net.
Roger that, Scott. We've got you down for Delta Alpha Charlie. Thanks for stopping in and saying hi. We appreciate it. Thanks for the compliment. Usually it is Justin and Just Nick running the beacon net, which I was trying to very subtly tie in an identification, but I couldn't. So I'm going to finish my sentence and then re-identify. Dustin and Jeff Nick usually run the big show and the pre-show on Wednesdays, and we have Eric and Nick at night run it on Sundays. But between Jeff Nick's recuperation and Dustin needing a break, the Josh and Lucy show happens usually once a month roundabout, so thanks for the support. This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Kilo, with the Beacon Net, which meets, as mentioned, every Wednesday and Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 9:30 is the pre-show. A lot of fun. All right. We're going to clear with Scott, and we're going to pick up with Tim, the originator of our Alt-Alt trivia tonight. At 5, GIQ, how are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers? No spoilers.
Well, good afternoon, Miss Lucy. This is KI5TAQ. I'll go with Delta. The alternate trivia will be Alpha. And, well, I'm just sitting here resting, relaxing for a little bit. And we'll just see where we go from there. This is KI5TAQ.
All right, Taco Tim, we've got you down for Delta and Alpha. And Josh, put you down for Oklahoma for your third option. We will clear. Sorry about all the deep breaths, everybody. The pregnancy is getting to that point where oxygen is sparing. We're going to clear with him. We're going to pick up Mark KJ5JVV. How are you doing tonight? What are your trivia answers?
Well, good evening there, Lucy. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations to you on your pregnancy, and I hope everything to you. I'm having a good evening, and everything's fine here. On my trivia questions, I think I'm going to go with Morocco, Florida, and I don't have a clue on the other. I'll go with 1980 on it. It was a pleasure to talking with you. I think the first time I've ever talked with you, Lucy, and it's been a pleasure, and thank you for having me. Back to you, Lucy, KJ5JVB.
KJ5JVB? Nope, that wasn't it. KJ5JVB. Aha, I should look at the screen. This is KELIK. Hey, I don't believe I've made your acquaintance before, but it's nice to meet you. And we've got you down for DAD, otherwise known as Dad. Always a good answer. and thank you for checking in. Got our slew of in and outs, or not in and outs, mobiles that we already hit, ABA2MO, KI5DAY, KJ5KLK, and WX5FT. So, I see it. Yep, you're right. You let me do this job anyway. We're going to pick up Teddy, KU5UEC. How are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers? We are looking for K5UEC. Teddy, are you out there? All right, nothing heard. I guess we'll try to circle back. Next on our list is KE9E2D. Tim. Welcome to the blue screen, by the way. How are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
Well, thanks so much. Appreciate you taking my check in. And for the last Delta, Morocco, and then for the alternate, I'll do A, Alpha, and for the alternate tonight, I'm going to do C, Charlie. So those will be my answers. But having a good night here, just winding down. It's almost 10 in Indiana. So just calming down my night, listening in to the net, and enjoying some Alice's Attic on the radio, Alice Cooper's radio show. That's about it. All right, turn back over to net control. KE9CQD.
All right. We got everything when you were giving your trivia answers, but before that, you were really choppy, really cutting in and out. I have no idea what you said. We do have you down. It did clean up. We've got you down for Delta, Alpha, and Charlie, so all that's set up. But if you'd like to come back to reiterate the first half of what you said, you are welcome to do it. Also, didn't know Alice Cooper had a radio show. Fascinating. Back to you if you want to try again that first bit.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry about that, having a problem. I tried to get in on Echolink, and I think my connection wasn't great. No, I was just saying, yeah, thank you for the welcome, and thank you for the welcome on the blue screen. I finally had figured that out tonight. Hadn't figured it out in the past when you guys said you're on the blue screen. But just got my tech the 21st of February, so I've been spending the last month kind of getting into the hobby, which has been wonderful. And definitely always try and catch the Beacon Net on Sundays and Wednesdays. But appreciate what you're doing. I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KE9CQD.
All right, we got you free and clear that time. Thanks for coming back. Congratulations. I didn't know that you got your check so recently. Well, I say so recently. I'm not that experienced myself, but really glad that you're getting into different nets, especially ours. Great to have you. I already said we got your trivia, so that's good. Yeah, great call sign. Walter was mobile. Oh, we're going to clear with him. Don't take anybody to be a net controller. Not extremely, but they let me in, so... All right, four wheel, we're going to clear with Tim. Walter was in and out. Now we've got Jeffrey, 888DL. How are you doing today, and what are your trivia answers? All right, 888DL was picked up in blue screen. We're not sure if he's actually up there. I'll try one more time. Alpha 8, Delta, he's out there. All right, nothing heard. We got another circle back. I like how Eric put it, circle back advisory in effect. And Uncle Fred, Josh can type it because we're doing too much at the same time. But learning a new language but not knowing what language is, that was really funny. All right, we are at the bottom of our list. We've got another circle back, but I'll hit you guys once I get a little bit more, a few more check-ins. I'm having a hard time. If you would like to check into tonight's Beacon Net with Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Kilo Lucy, please call now with your call sign phonetically, alphabetically, and your name and your location.
KF8AXO Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha X-ray Oscar in and out.
All right, we picked up KF8AXO. It looks like you're in and out, right, Jeff? Correct? All right. Is there anyone else who would like to be added to our list?
W2JLS, John and Fairlawn. Just count me in and out tonight. I wish everybody a good evening on their ears. Fun trivia tonight, fun show. Best all.
All right, we picked up W2JLS. John, thanks for checking in and out. Good to have you on the list. Wow, it might be a short net tonight. I don't know what's going on in the blue screen, but that's normal. We're going to see if we can find KE5UET. Teddy, are you out there? All right, nothing heard from Teddy. And Alpha Alpha 8 Delta Lima, Jeffrey, are you out there? All right, nothing heard. tried. For those wondering about the random tee-up, that was me resting the microphone against my chin. I'm very smart. All right. We're going to try one more call for check-ins before we go up to talk to the net control team. If anyone would like to check in to tonight's Beacon Net, which meets on Wednesday and Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, my call sign is Kilo SO8, Yankee Uniform Kilo. The baby is kicking. He says hi. My name is Lucy, and if you would like to get on the list, please call now.
Alpha, India, 5, Quebec. AI, 5Q, Jarrus, and Talta.
Hello.
Kilo, Charlie, 5, Romeo, Bravo, Golf. KC, 5, RPT, Shannon, and Tulsa.
All right, we picked up AI5Q and KC5RBD, some great, great check-ins. Couldn't tell if there was another station trying to check in, so if there was, please call now. All right, nothing heard, so we're going to go up to AI5Q, Jarrus. Josh just reminded me, we actually recorded the first time we got, or we sent the Stormbreaker net when we were on our way to Florida, way back when. And we have a recording of you with third-party traffic because I think it was your son, was so, so adorable. And now it's great to you that I actually know who you guys are. So one fact. Over to you, Jarrus. Take it away.
Well, thanks, Miss Lucy. And it was probably third-party Jane because she's actually excited to be on the radio. Varick, I'm not sure. He might have been on once. I don't remember if he was when you guys were on or not. But anyway, let's see. We went to church tonight for our Lenten Companion study. We're reading doing a devotional book called Walking to Jerusalem with Mary. And it's about the journey that Jesus took to Jerusalem and all of his teachings along the way. And the fact that Mary was there by his side and watching and observing all the people interact with him and showing her love and support for her son and her God. So it's actually quite a fascinating little devotional Lenten companion. And been enjoying it. We haven't been as diligent this past week as we were the first couple. The first couple, we were on top of it. Man, every single day, spending the 20 minutes with the kids, and this last week it's kind of just been me and Nina trying to knock it out and get things done because we've got so much going on. But anyway, I got here late just a minute or two ago and did not hear any of the trivia questions or anything like that, and that's okay. Stop me from answering C. A, and there we go, CAD, computer-aided design. That'll be my answers for the trivia. We'll see how well I did going in blind. Be like one of those tests in college that you totally forgot to study for. You show up, fall asleep during class, and then they have a quiz at the end of class over what they taught in class, and you still get 100 on it and blow everybody else's grade out the water. Yeah, I did that a time or two. It kind of made people mad, so. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'll send it back to you. It's great hearing you on the radio. And, yeah, it is kind of crazy that we know who you are, and we've met your brother and had him over to the house. And Denny was a great pleasure to host. So back to you, Lucy, from AI5Q.
AI5Q, K-E-8-Y-U-K. Yeah, Denny is a great pleasure in general. He's a lot of fun. And really, really grateful for that. I know what I was going to say. I write a newsletter for local moms. I send digital copies to people further away if they're interested. But the point is, this month's newsletter included a Lent Bingo. And one of the squares on Lent Bingo said, mean to go to a Lenten retreat or reflection, don't make it. So that's very relatable, but didn't make it, yeah. So very relatable to that. Our sister parish is having a Lenten reflection, and I said, that's nice for you guys. I will see you at Easter. but yes, well wishes to you guys during this season. And we've got you down for Charlie, Alpha, and Delta. And it's been a long time. We'll clear with AI5Q, and we'll pick up KC5RBG. Real big guns, how are you doing tonight, Shannon? What are your trivia answers, even though I think I can guess them?
Hello there, Lucy, KC5. Real big guns. And, well, we'll start with trivia answers. I'm going to change it up a little bit tonight. The main trivia answer is going to be the great state of Oklahoma. The second alternate question, the answer is going to be the great state of Oklahoma. But on the first alternate, which I think is the alligators and crocodiles, what was the Florida answer? How was it worded?
First off, I have to tell you, Josh's reaction to the Great State of Oklahoma was fantastic. As far as the alternate trivia goes, which is the alligator crocodile one, it's just the Florida Everglades. Florida, Louisiana bayous, Northern Australia, and Cornwaldo Bay. If that helps, back to you.
Okay, well, I hadn't guessed in a while, so I'm going to go with the Florida Everglades, and we're going to go with that. But, yeah, today's been an interesting day. Had a few doctor's appointments, and the first one did a couple of procedures, and the second one lined me up with a lot of consults that I've been needing. So got a lot done today, and I'm thankful for that. And you were talking about having third-party traffic. Are you sure it was Jairus? Because, you know, I used to have Kenyon on all the time on the net. And still do when he wants to talk. He doesn't always want to talk anymore, but it might have been him. Anyway, might have been him too. Hope you all have a good night. And I'll let you get on down the list there. This is Kilo Charlie 5, Real Big Guns. God bless, and 73. And that first alternate answer, again, was the Florida Everglades. Back to net control.
Josh says he's shook. No one was ready for that. What? Oh, man. Earth-shattering. Heart-shattering, brain-shattering, oh my goodness. we've got Great State of Oklahoma, Alpha, and Great State of Oklahoma. Josh was positive you were going to just bring it back to Oklahoma anyway, even after the runaround, so that was amazing. I don't think Hollywood has come out with a better plot recently. And it could have been Kenyon. Josh, when he re-watched the video more recently than I did, and he thought he heard Jairus' call sign tagged onto the third-party traffic, but we also heard me say Kenny. So I don't know what's going on. We'll double-check, and we'll figure it out. Anyway, really glad that we are acquainted with both of you guys and all of our Oklahoma friends. It's been wonderful to know you guys and get to know you better. Wow, that's the bottom of the list, I guess. We will try to call again for check-ins, although it is 11:02, so keep that in mind. If you're interested in checking into tonight's Beacon Nut, I am Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Kilo. Name is Lucy. The Beacon Nut meets every Sunday and Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time with the pre-show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. A lot of fun. Come hang out. If you want to be on our list for tonight, please call now.
K9ZZK, Tim, Fairfield, Texas.
Well, Josh told me to wait, but I queued up already, so that's how it's going to be. K9BZK is who we got. And you're probably going to be our last check-in. We're probably going to wrap it up here. So, Tim, how are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
I came in a little late. I'm sorry. I don't have any trivia answers, but I noticed you're on about 5 or 6 different repeaters, so this must be bigger than I thought. I was on a net at 8 o'clock on this channel, and I'm not sure where you guys are based out of, but when you call check-ins, I thought I'd get my name on some list. And again, my name is Tim. I'm in Fairfield, and this sounds like a great net. Whatever it does, I'll try to make it in the future.
All right, Tim. Yeah, welcome to the Beacon Net. My name is Lucy, K-E-8-Y-U-K. And I am one of many, many net controllers for this net. We meet every Sunday and Wednesday night on the W8WKY repeater in Doylestown, Ohio. So, Northeast Ohio. And there's a long origin story, but long story short, we have repeaters, we have repeater connections, all-star connections to Oklahoma mainly, but also some digital repeaters, right? Fireside? What's the Fireside? Fireside Network. Lots of networks. It's pretty big. Not gigantic, but we're very grateful for all the people we have check in. I don't have a scale. I'm new here. You should talk to somebody else who knows what they're doing. TD8EPC is kind of our main, he is our leader, Dustin. And then he usually leads Wednesday night check-in, so if you check in next Wednesday, you would hear him more likely than not. And, yeah, it's a great group. We usually have 2 trivias, a main that is relatively radio-related, and an alternate that is random. Tonight, we actually have 2 alternates, because one of our members threw an alternate idea into the blue screen, which is if you go to NetLogger and pull up the net and then pull up the Almost Instant Messenger window, you'll see the blue screen, and app the net happens on there. It's a lot of fun. So if you would like the trivia questions reread, I'm main trivia tonight. Usually I am in charge of trivia, and my husband Josh, W8HRF, is doing alternate trivia, and we can get those to you if you're interested. Over to you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm on NetLogger right now, so I see that. Wow, Ohio! It's got to be through some repeaters, because I didn't think VHF would go that far. But, oh, my God, we got a ton of people. No, I'll no, it looks like I made it on the logger. I'll pass on the trivia questions, but thank you very much for asking, and I will definitely put it in my calendar to come aboard next week. Thank you so much.
Roger that. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week. Like I said, it is Sunday and Wednesday. Slightly different crowds because some people are off work or on work, and it's a little bit different. But otherwise, pretty much the same regulars and definitely the same format, and it's a lot of fun either way. We look forward to seeing you. We're going to clear with K9ZZK, and we're going to go up to the net control team, except I need to scroll. And gosh, there is nothing else. Can't reach that far. Okay. Oh, boy. I'm going to do my own traffic first, because I never get to talk when I'm net controller. And I just wanted to say that... That's just coughing so hard. My point is, he's going to be so mad I'm telling you guys this story, but Uncle Fred is talking about the Muppet Show. And I have a particular love of the Muppet Show. I grew up with it. And... long story short, my grandpa suggested we name our son Kermit, which is hilarious, except Betty won't stop calling the baby Baby Kermit, and it's a problem. He's going to be really confused. All right, I'm going to let it drop to reset. All right, K-E-8-Y-U-K returning after that reset. So, yeah, it's a great name. We just recognize it's also associated with Kermit the Frog, so... I think it would be a fantastic name, and I like it a lot, and Josh worries that we would just have a kid who's permanently connected to the Muppet Show with no choice of his own. My brother Perry is permanently connected to Perry the Platypus, a more modern show, so I've kind of seen that impact on someone who didn't really like being connected to a popular figure, so it's complicated. Anyway, we'll see how it shakes down in June. In the meantime, I'm going to pass it over to W8HRF for your traffic and your trivia answers. K8YK, W8HRF.
All right, going to let everything reset. K8YK, W8HRF. I don't have too many comments. It's been a fun night. It was nice. It's cool, but a lot of activity in the blue screen. Lots of activity. That's been fun. You know, I've NetLogger. Go to netlogger.org. Get yourself all downloaded there. Get the program downloaded there. And join us in the blue screen. It is a side party going on here. It's a lot of fun. Don't have too much right else. Still thinking about the POTA event coming up in May, Northeast Ohio and beyond, multi-club POTA event, Saturday, May 31st. Just trying to get a whole bunch of local clubs and friends out to POTA parks on May. It was a lot of fun last year, so we're looking forward to that. Sarah's going to be out at Portage Lake Skate Park here, so that'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. So, man, pump day. Looking forward to the weekend. We still got a couple more days, but it's a good weekend. So. Apparently, it's supposed to be 70 around here, is what I am told. So we'll see if the weatherman's right. That'll be pretty cool. So. Anyways, I'm going to just answer my. I'm going to put in my trivia answers here in the. NetLogger myself because I don't remember what they are. And that's back to Lucy. I'll say 7-3 to everybody until I read the trivia in, I guess, a couple minutes. So, K8YK, W8HRF.
All right, Josh, and you can put me down for the great state of Ohio for that one. Pretty much for both, honestly. And then, I have no idea for, because we'll just do Ohio again. It's funny. My voice is going, oh my goodness. All right, we'll clear with W8HRF, and we'll see if KDADPC Dustin is out there.
KDYUK and the BeaconNet, well, good evening to you, Miss Lucy. I'm not going to lie to you, I have a whole other conversation going on Simplex, so I totally missed the trivia, so, I'm just going to go with double D's for the main two and the great state of Oklahoma for the third one. Had the day off, just kind of hung around the house, did a few things, and got a few more things to do tonight. I won't hold you up, Miss Lucy. Thanks for doing that. It's a great time, and it's been great listening there. So 73, we'll catch you all down the log. KDADPC, back to net control.
KDADPC, KDAYK. The audacity talking to someone else while this net is running? How dare you. We've got you down for double D's and Oklahoma. We're an O state too, you know. We're going to play with Dustin. Wish you a good night. We're going to pick up KD8SOG, who I just saw is in the blue screen, so I'm pretty sure he's awake. KD8SOG, how you doing tonight?
K8YUK, this is KD8SLG. Good evening, Lucy, and all the Beacon Netizens. I'm sleep chatting. That's what's going on the blue screen there. I just went up, I was looking for questions, and yeah, I got lost. There was quite a bit of traffic in there tonight. Good to see everybody's having a good time in there. Just to get trivia, Morocco, for sure. I'm guessing Morocco for that one. I'm going to go with Louisiana Bayous. For that one, and the old extra whateverness, I don't know, Charlie. Translate that into letters for me, if you would, please, Josh. Thank you. I would like to remind everybody, now that Alan's not here, I'm not going to go into the whole bit, but one thing about the Cornwaldo Bean family is you've got to remember, Colonel Cornwaldo Bean, the colonel is not a rank. Colonel is his first name. Important to know. Calendar's filling up for the summer, guys, so make a list, check it twice. do's are due for you Sarah members. So do's are due. And thinking happy thoughts towards Neil and his family. It's KE8SLG. Back to net control. Thanks, Lucy.
KE8SLG, KE8YJ. We've got you down for DBNC. I think that's the proper translation. I trust Josh. Doggone it. What was the funny thing I was going to say? Drat. I don't know anymore. Has something to do with filling up the calendar and checking it twice. Oh, I know what it was. It was that Betty has started saying dudes, which is really funny. It's been really cute. She also thinks, I'll just get the whole net off track if I keep talking, so I'm going to cut it off there. Have a good night, Nick. We're going to see if Nick at Night is around. KE8QKO, are you out there?
Comment, please, Lucy.
That's a good time to comment because I forgot Nick at Night's in and out. What's up, Nick?
Oh, I just wanted to respond to the heckler there who came in from Texas, Racknerd Hub Cloud. You guys set your timer at 2 minutes, and that's great, but we don't. So sorry if I go over 2 minutes or anybody else does when you're linked up, but you may want to talk to your administrator and stretch it out a bit. There's that. And if you want to make some comments, please identify yourself and say comment first. It's not a free-for-all. Thanks, Lucy. KD8SLG, back to net control.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Nick. We like the support. We're going to clear with just Nick, and we're going to pick up Eric, KE8VGA. How are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
KE8YUK in the group, KE8VGA here. Great net so far tonight. Great blue screen chat all about. Let's see, trivia. Lauren Bacall. I just can't get it. Stunning, great actress. Anyway, I'm going to go with Delta, Morocco, for the main, and Alpha, the Florida Everglades, for the alt trivia. And for the alt trivia, I'm going to go Bravo, 1969. And there you have it. So Alpha, I'm sorry. Delta, Alpha, Bravo. Delta, Alpha, Bravo, DAB. There you go. So I hit the rec center tonight after work, swam many laps, trying to make up for lost ground because I can't swim very much when the swim team is practicing and they don't have enough lap lanes. It's very competitive to get a lane. So the whole pool was open for laps. So I swam and swam and swam. Late dinner and then joined this net. Checked into four nets today total, barometer net, boredom breaker net, at the HW under my desk, the Norris Food Net, and, of course, Ethernet. So there you have it. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Lucy and Josh, and the great net, great trivia questions, especially Tim's alternate there. That was a nice surprise. So back to net control, KG8-GGA.
All right, Eric, we've got you down for dab. Nice job on the lap. And congratulations on getting the exercise in. I'm trying to avoid it. We're going to clear with Eric. We will have one final call before we read our trivia answers and call it a night. So if you would like to be added to the list for tonight's BeaconNet, I don't know what I'm talking about. If you would like to check in and get on our list, please call now. Nothing heard. That works for me. We already went through the net control, so we're going to read off the trivia. Main trivia, in the movie Casablanca, when character Rick Blaine says to Ilsa Lund, we'll always have Paris, and what DSCCNC is he standing? A, London, B, Dubai, C, Panama, or D, Morocco? The answer is D, which almost every single person got. I think maybe three people got it wrong. I haven't quite counted, but, yeah, offhand, I think three. Very impressive. You guys know the movie Casablanca way better than I did, apparently. Also, we're in Casablanca, which is both the city and the movie, which was in what was then French Morocco, CN, which is now just Morocco. That's the answer to Maine. I'll pass it over to Josh, WHHRF, for the first alternate, and then talk with him if you could stand by either so we can call on you to give the answer, or if you could post it in the blue screen. Either way, that would be great. I'm going to pass this over to WHHRF.
All right. Sorry. Alternate trivia question. What ecosystem is the only one in the world where alligators and crocodiles coexist side by side? The options were Alpha, the Florida Everglades, Bravo, Louisiana Bayou, Charlie, Northern Australia, or Delta, Cornwaldo Bay. I want to say Delta, Cornwaldo Bay, but the answer really was Alpha, the Florida Everglades. We had a mixed bag. I think a lot of people got it. Yeah, a lot of people got it, but there was a little bit of a mixed bag. So the American alligators. So American alligators can be found from the Low Country in South Carolina, south to Everglades National Park in Florida, and west to the southeastern region of Texas. They're found in parts of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, and even Oklahoma, apparently, and Texas. I don't know how Oklahoma works. They're landlocked, but it's three rivers. I don't know. Anyways, the American crocodile, on the other hand, is throughout the Caribbean basin. So that includes the Caribbean islands and South Florida. So South Florida is the only spot that those areas overlap. One of the differences between alligators and crocodiles is their snout shape. Crocodiles have a V-shaped snout, while alligators have a rounded U-shape. Let's see. Distracted by the blue screen. Alligators and crocodiles are extremely versatile, but in terms of average size, alligators are typically smaller than crocodiles, and crocodiles tend to prefer brackish water, which is a mix of fresh and salt water in your coastline, so it makes sense about the Everglades. While alligators live primarily in freshwater environments, even freshwater crocodiles can tolerate saltwater for a bit, though. So, a couple of other interesting facts that I noticed when looking up this: the largest crocodile ever measured, I believe it was a little over 20 feet, and the largest gator measured was about 15 and a half feet. So that's pretty crazy. And crocodiles swim. On land, can go 15 to 22 miles an hour, while alligators can reach up to 35. So that's exciting. Anyways, that is your alternate trivia. Again, the answer was Alpha, the Florida Everglades. And I'll pass it back to Lucy, K-E-8-Y-U-K, W-8-H-R-F, 7-3, all.
Thank you, W-8-H-R-F. Sunset really nailed it. I don't care what the mouse looked like. I don't want to be near either mouse. I was scared of my eyes and holding this back. It's time to go to bed. Oh, boy. All right. Taco Tim, are you out there? What's the alternate trivia answer for us, please?
This is KI5TAQ. Yes, I am out here, Miss Lucy. The alt trivia question is, what year was Linco founded? The answer, believe it or not, is C. It was founded in July 4th, 1970. And there you have it. And I've heard some people say that, some people say 1980 or 1969, but it's actually July 4th, 1970, so there you have it. This is KI5TAQ, turning it back to net control.
All right, we appreciate that. The alternate answer was C-1970. Looks like a good chunk of people got it, which is good. All right, ow, I ran my knee into Josh's chair. Anyway, we're going to clear with Tim, and we are going to close down the net. On behalf of the Silver Creek Amateur Radio Association, myself, the entire BeaconNet team, which is W8HRS, KD8ECC, KD8FOG, KE8QKO, KA8VGA, and occasionally KI5DAY. Thank you one and all for checking in with us this evening. You're welcome to come and join us on the next edition of the BeaconNet, Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the WAWKY repeater. You can also find us on the All-Star node 48496 and Echolink W8WKY-R. In the same locations, you can find the Barometer Net every morning at 7 a.m. except for Sunday. Finally, don't forget to check out our friends on the Board and Breaker Net every day at noon Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, on All-Star node 49562 and Echolink N5QK-R, or here on the W8WKY on Wednesdays. You've been listening to the Beacon Net. This is Lucy, KE8YUK. Returning the repeater to normal and customary amateur radio use at this time. God bless, 73.
KSFK, Lucy, can I get the letter to the first answer to the first one? KSFK?
KC8FQB, KEYK, the answer, the letter answer to the main trivia was Delta. The answer was Morocco.
Alright, I think Lucy, I was listening to the other two, but somewhere or somehow didn't catch the first one. So, we'll catch you down the line somewhere. So, QV, I'll let you go and, go check, make sure Lucy's is asleep. Who knows? You guys were up. She might be having a party herself. KSF QV, but hopefully she was sleeping.
Yes, sir. As far as we know, she was sleeping. Maybe she was having a party, but she's above us, so we would know. All right. Have a good night, Mark. Catch you down the log. KE8YUK. I'll be clear.
All right, KSFQ. I'll catch Gary in the morning. I'll stop maybe two other nets, but don't know. Check into a net, but KSF QV.
Julian 5 in the Alpha India monitoring. KJ5 AI Whiskey 5 Alpha Whiskey Mobile. I don't know if I'm reaching it all the way. I'm kind of in a low spot. It has to be a minute. KJ5 AIA Whiskey 5 Alpha Whiskey. How copy?
Kilo
Julian 5 in the Alpha India.
Fairfield,
down there,
you
pretty good. I'm based on a handheld in the car.
Roger, was a little double that time. But I hear you loud and clear on the handy talkie. I had your call sign backwards up.
apologize, but it's KJ5IAI, and this is Whiskey 5 Alpha Whiskey Whiskey.
Whiskey Alpha Whiskey Whiskey. That's a different one.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Is this Michael in Belton?
Sure enough, it's Michael from Belton. I'm out here running Uber tonight. And I'm coming up on where they want me to go with a dang train in the way. And I gotta figure out a way around it.
Okay, out running Uber. Well, hope you're driving safe. We just came through Belton not too long ago. We went up to Round Rock with my brother. My son and I went up there to watch him do some full armored combat, which was interesting. But anyways, yeah, I thought you sounded familiar. That call sign sounded familiar. I met you one time out at George's at breakfast one morning. This is Brady out in Crawford.
Alright, roger that. I've been up to George's about three times now. Yeah, I'm actually running around Temple tonight, so I'm on the Temple repeater.
Alright, well, I'm pulling into Crawford here. I think that's maybe getting close to the string on this, but that also means I'm pretty close to the house, so I'll keep you loose. Michael, have a good evening out there running Uber, and stay safe. We'll catch you again. KJ5IAI, W5AEWW73.
There, Brady. Good to hear you on the radio. Don't hear you on very often.
K9ZZK, Tim in Fairfield, Texas.
KJ5II, how's it going over in Fairfield? I did a school over there for you guys back in the day. Built cabinetry and built all the toilet stalls, I think, on that project.
Oh my gosh, when you say colored stalls, are you referring to the race or the actual color of the stalls, over?
I didn't say colored, I said the toilets. We did the restroom doors and columns to separate all the toiletry out in it.